Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The oldest inland town in our state has a new mayor who has some new plans for its economic opportunities. Vincent Shaheen is former member of the South Carolina House and Senate and now the nonpartisan mayor of Camden, South Carolina. Vincent, welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's great to be on the show.
All right. So tell us how life is at the mayoral level versus, the statehouse level where you've been for so long.
Yeah, actually, it's great fun. Like, a couple things that strike me. Number one, every meeting that I'm in, I'm only a minute or two away from my house. And what a blessing that is to be in your own city, near your own home, after driving all over the state for 20 years. That's a lot of fun. The second thing that's a lot different is, as a senator and a House member, I was able to influence things, but I always worked indirectly or I had a vote. But as the mayor, I get to, like, actually tell people, hey, I'd like to see this happen, and poof, it goes happen. And that's a lot of fun. And I guess the last thing is, serving in a nonpartisan office is just a true joy.
And so Camden has a strong mayor form of government?
Well, I like to say we actually don't have a strong mayor form of government, but I am a strong mayor. So people tend to listen to the mayor. That's all I can say. I have a great city administrator. We work hand in hand, and he's really helpful at making things happen.
So tell us, what's on the agenda here for economic opportunities for Camden?
Yeah, well, I think Camden's really poised to even continue to grow. The question is, how do we want to grow and how much? And that's a real challenge. When I think of our strategy, though, I think of a couple things. Number one, the days of us, you know, just magically landing massive industry with huge jobs, that's just not a reality in today's world. We love it when we recruit a facility, but you can't depend on it. So my focus is really on small business growth. I believe to make small business prosper, you have to have a high quality of life, a thriving community where people want to visit and spend money. So I'm focused on tourism. In Camden, we have some of the richest Revolutionary War history. We have an amazing equine industry. We have wonderful opportunities outdoors to get out and do fun things on the river and in our other areas. And we've got a burgeoning bar and restaurant and downtown shop scene.
All right, and so what is the action plan then to bring in the small businesses?
We're doing several things. Number one, we're really making sure that downtown is friendly, that it is appropriate for people to walk around. We're doing streetscaping. We're doing traffic calming, working with operators to open new facilities. Perhaps most importantly, we're redeveloping some old properties downtown that were industrial and commercial. The city's acquired some. We're going to be investing in mixed use, downtown living, townhomes, apartments, condos, commercial space, and then green space as well. We're also dealing with a few problems many cities are dealing with downtown: homelessness, truck traffic coming through, and so we've implemented plans to make sure that we deal with those problems.
And so where does the money come from for all of these initiatives? Is there a decent tax base there in Camden?
We do. So we own the utility, the electric and sewer and water services. That allows us actually to provide some incentives to downtown businesses because we can give them some breaks, especially if they are important investments in the community. We're working with a private group to develop a boutique hotel downtown. There's a brewery that is coming to downtown, and they've asked us for some inducement opportunities through our electric utility. But the city itself can't fund all the redevelopment. So the other thing we've done is partner with private developers who specialize in building mixed-use type community. We help them do the planning, help make sure the utilities are there, and Camden gets a thriving community at the same time that the city has a partner who helps to fund the redevelopment. And that is really a core idea we have, to partner with the private sector to do this redevelopment.
And you know, our state has seen such a increase in migration, you know, across the state. Yeah. Has some of that been felt in Camden?
Oh yeah. Oh goodness. Kershaw County has been growing faster than the state average, and the city of Camden has been growing faster than the county. So we're seeing tremendous growth. That's a challenge, but it's an opportunity. We actually instituted a moratorium on subdivisions in the city while we do some planning. We put that in place for a year, and it'll expire in October, and we hope to have some really smart policies that encourage downtown living, encourage walkability, instead of just having suburban sprawl like we see so much across the Southeast. And that, again, gets to that quality of life so that small businesses can prosper. People want to come and visit. But it is a challenge. The growth is a challenge, but it's also an opportunity.
Well, Vincent, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
My pleasure.
Vincent Shaheen is a former member of the South Carolina House and Senate, now the mayor of Camden, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.